bring these people into subjection, Edom and Moab and the children of Ammon shall obey them. We discussed this last time. We've discussed this more than once. This is modern Babylon describing those in Babylon that come out and stand with God's people. But this is right at the very end of the issue, because the issue begins at the Sunday law, which is the unrighteous decree many verses before. Many verses before. And then it continues on. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind he shall shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dryshod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. Brothers and sisters, Zeb is the 10 kings of Revelation 17. That represent the statecraft at the end of the world. They represent the iron in the 10 toes of Nebuchadnezzar's dream in Daniel 2. Oreb represents the papacy, the unclean bird. Together, Oreb and Zeb represent this ruling together that takes place for 1 hour at the end of the world. And they die together at the end of the world. One at the wine press, one at the rock. The only places that this wine press and rock are mentioned in the Word of God is in the story of Gideon, Psalm 83, and here in Isaiah 11. Clearly identifying that this theme of Adventism's role at the end of the world is prophetically symbolized profoundly in the story of Gideon. Let's continue on in the story of Gideon, Judges 8, 4 through 9. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint yet pursuing them. And he said unto the men of Succoth, Give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And the princes of Succoth said, Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thine army? And Gideon said, Therefore, when the Lord hath delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into mine hand, then I will tear your flesh with thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And he went up thence to Penuel, which means face of God, and spake unto them likewise. And the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered him. And he spake unto the men of Penuel, saying, When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Brothers and sisters, Isaiah 2, verses 12 through 22 says this about breaking down the tower. For the day